Ross, you got some hurt in being.
Oh, in that.
Some.
Oh. Side. Here.
You are also weekend. If you make those who are friends of Swamiji, those who are respected Swamiji, used to come to me. By his grace, by his usage.
You also?
Yes.
It is very good for you.
Because he recommended you to us so highly.
He is recommended also Sridhar Maharaj.
Yes, but with...
Jaiva Dharma.
Some
you should read Jaiva Dharma. After all, Arashvishar.
Now what they will do is that every tape they will make, send me a tape copy of their talks with you, and I will be reading. So I will not miss anything. And I have made a plan that this year I will spend 2 months with your permission, with you. I will come here by the middle of, say, sometime in September.
September.
That means 1 month before Kartik. And I will stay for 1 month in Vrindavan. And then by that time we can finish the end part of Jaiva Dharma. And then I will come again at this time. Next year.
This
and I
is
will stay for
time.
1 month in January. And we can do Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
Mm.
That way 2 months. Is it all right?
All right.
It will not be a burden to you.
No. No, I never feel burden. But the seva of Guru and Gauranga. Because I cannot do prachar, but you can do.
Yeah, we will.
If I can give you anything new, then it is to give to all world.
Yeah.
I see.
We will be your legs and hands, and you can be our brain and heart.
Not so. You are enough.
Down the questions for the next chapter.
The reference was the 22nd chapter, but you might need to have that.
Oh, Naveen!
Naveen!
Should I?
Yeah.
I can ask one other question. There's four qualities that Krishna has that even Narayan does not have. Does that refer to only Vrijendranandana Krishna? Does that refer only to Vrindavan Krishna? Or also in Dwarka, these four qualities are there?
No. Only in Vrindavan.
The reason I asked is because one of the qualities is Krishna's beauty.
Mm.
And the example that is given is of Krishna in Dwarka.
No.
Looking at the marble and seeing his reflection. No.
That is in Nanda Bhavan.
Oh.
Not in Dwarka.
So it's
a Jaiva Dharma
Khanerika. Then it's the... Yeah.
It's in Nanda Bhavan.
Uh-huh. Nanda Bhavan. In Dwarka, how to take makkhan and misri? There is no makkhan misri. Mm. There is only milk of that fellow.
Is that reference? No. It says Dwarka, but it's not.
It's not. It's Nanda.
Nanda.
Where is this from?
Nectar of Rashi.
And also Chaitanya.
In Gokul.
Kuno dhari wo.
Diye rakha tha. What adhyay? What chapter?
22nd.
22nd. Bas. Niye rakha tha. Ekhane. Ekhane do. Pare Hindi wala dena.
Hindi wala do.
What was that book?
Huh?
That was the wrong one.
No, this is Bengali. I want Hindi edition. That I have done.
This will help. We're finding when we're reading, to understand this English translation, we in our minds have to translate so many things into Sanskrit. Because the English means no meaning. Like he says, joy-giving power.
Joy-giving power.
And we're thinking that must be Ladini Shakti. But
our Guru Maharaj kept Sanskrit words so many times.
It must be done.
Yeah. He has,
he has done wrong.
Yeah.
So no one will understand this book.
কি দেখবো
এই কি ওষুধ দেশে ডাক্তার আচ্ছা দু মাস ওষুধ খাওয়া হয়েছে
নবীনকে দেখাও
এই তিন মাস
নবীনকে বলো
সেই জন্য আজকের আবার এলাম ওষুধটা নিয়ে
নবীনকে দেখাও উনাকে বলো ও সব ঠিক করে দিবে
No English speaking person can understand this book unless he reads Prabhupada's books to find out what these terms mean.
I've kept all the same word that is in Sanskrit.
Yeah.
So it has been so beautiful.
And that's why even this will help us.
And have the same word, but some translated in Hindi. That he used to have done, but he has not done.
Okay, let's hear your question.
So, in the beginning there was some conversation, or it was Ekadasi day, and Babaji Maharaj, he goes into some ecstasy. And then they begin speaking about the tenth of the Dasmula.
Sarupavasthane.
Now, the first questions were, in the first time the Babaji...
Do you require light?
No.
And as soon as Babaji Maharaj starts speaking, he describes some stages, and we can't understand from this what these stages are.
Read something.
Okay, Babaji Maharaj is speaking.
Hmm.
All that I have taught you up until now is spiritual practice. While doing that practice,
just read, then I can have some idea. His pronunciation is. Purely.
It's okay. You want him to?
No, he said your turn.
You want me to?
Then I can catch something. Your pronunciation, I understand.
You want me to read? You just tell me. Yes. So Babaji Maharaj speaking. All that I have taught you up till now is spiritual practice.
Beginning?
Here it is. You can see the amount of...
First time Babaji Maharaj speaking in this chapter.
Achha.
First time.
Padhi.
Okay.
Read, okay.
All that I have taught you up till now is spiritual practice. While doing that practice continuously, a state of maturity appears. Bhava, or the state of trance, is the harbinger of the state of maturity. The condition of maturity has been described as Sri Dasamula.
In Sri Dasamula. I think the question now is, then there's, we couldn't understand, it seems to be he describes
some steps.
This is shlok.
Then he gives a shlok. But we want to know, what is this whole thing now? What the stages... It seems to... Now he's saying that these are the different stages. In this shloka, maybe...
He's telling that up to till now what I have said, the substance is this, that after
doing so many sadhan practices, then siddhavastha comes. He has written siddhavastha?
No.
Siddhavastha comes. After so many practices, that is raganuga bhajan, sadhan.
That means after so much raganuga
bhajan,
siddhavastha comes.
Siddhavastha comes.
Siddhavastha. What does that mean?
Siddhavastha means sarup siddhi.
Sarup siddhi.
Comes. Bhav is the abhas of siddhavastha. Understand?
Yes. Means abhas means reflection or not reflection, the glow.
Yeah.
As Namabhas, when sun like Namabhas, sun rises,
yeah.
Before sunrise,
yeah. the
faint light.
Faint light.
So yeah. Bhav is that thing.
Yeah.
This is
it. Bhav is the
first light of siddhavastha. If bhav is clear, then we should know that now we are coming nearer to siddhavastha.
Why is it called siddhavastha instead of swarup siddhi? The same two meanings?
Same two meanings. Siddhavastha we can clearly understand.
And what does that word avastha mean?
From vastu, siddhavastha means...
how is it formed? From vastu?
Sarup siddhi and vastu siddhi both. It means. So if he tells sarup siddha, then vastu siddhi remains. So he has told siddhavastha.
Combine the two words. So it means both or?
Both.
But they are not the same.
They are not same, but in a link they are. They are no different things. Sarup Siddhi and Vastu Siddhi. Sarup Siddhi is Purvabhas of Vastu Siddhi. What will have in Sarup Siddhi, that thing will we have in Siddhavastha. No other than Sarup Siddhi. Only there is Siddha, here it is not Siddha. It is not perpetual here. There are mic disturbance here in Sarup Siddhi also. But in Siddhavastha, direct connection between Krishna and the Lila and with
us. In Vastu Siddhi.
Vastu Siddhi. But in Sarup Siddhi.
Because the body is still there.
Body is there. Mind is there.
When one takes his birth in that place where Krishna has his Leela, that is Vastu Siddhi.
It may be not.
According to who it is. If it's not yet pure, then it may not be. If there's some tinge. Just like in the Dandakaranya sages, some of them.
So many persons.
They were not yet perfect, some of them.
So it may be that they have no Sarup Siddhi at all.
Even Sarup Siddhi. Yeah, it mentions like that. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in the commentary has said like that.
So many persons saw Krishna in Radhika, but they have no bhakti. Some of them have some bhakti, some of them has vastu sarup siddhi, some of them has vastu siddhi. Anything?
Let's see.
There was one.
Well, let's see.
The state of consumption. I couldn't figure.
Consummation.
Consummation.
Consumption is it?
It's the complete.
It says here.
Doing the translation of that poem.
Please give us the full meaning of this. You see, then he says, here's where we want. From where Babaji Maharaj begins speaking, all the way to then he asks, who is Krishna? Who am I? We don't want that. We want this part. From Babaji Maharaj speaking, all of this. What is the meaning?
What you want?
We want to have explanation of what it is.
Then you should read.
All right.
And
so, at the state of maturity of devotional practice, when a man gains his real existence, then by dint of the joy-giving power...
Is that Ladini Shakti?
Ladini Shakti.
Ladini Shakti, okay.
He gets the highest state of emotion, which produces bhav, or trance, in the heart. Gradually, when he lands in that state of beatitude, he enjoys all happiness that the wealths of the world can bring. And when he gets at the state of consummation, that means the highest state, the full state.
What does it say there in the...
The state of completion. He enjoys all bliss desirable. Man cannot hope to have higher gains in life than this.
The question is this another like Sanskrit term? You know, like...
This is the... translation of that
slope. Yes, it's a translation of that slope. So you have already explained it. And the next slope?
Next.
No, but then what is all this?
This is the meaning that he has done.
You have already given
after doing Raganuga Bhakti, Sadhan Bhakti, in his Paripakva Dasa, Paripakva Dasa, in his last stage, when it is most
mature
stage, when a jeev is in his swarup avasthan, when he comes in his swarup siddhi, that I am a kishori, I am a sakha, I am very beautiful kishori, my qualities are like this, my age is like this, my seva is this, seva is, services is like this. Then, by the prabhava of Ladini Shakti, by the grace of Ladini Shakti, Madhur Rash Bhav, Madhur Rash, comes directly in the heart of that sadhak. He has written anything?
The sloka that...
He has said?
No, he has not written as you have said. He says like that. He says, at the state of maturity,
maturity
of devotional practice, when a man gains his real existence, then by dint of the joy-giving power, by the grace of Ladini Shakti, he gets the highest state of emotion, which produces bhava in the heart.
It is clear.
Then, what happens after that? What is the next point? Just from there to the end, what comes next?
After that, he's telling arthat, the meaning of that in the heart of sadhak, the meaning of all these things that he has described, meaning is this, that in the heart of that kind of sadhak, sadhak, you know?
Sorry.
Sadhak. Radha Krishna swajan parikare angat hone ka bhav udit ho jata. He thinks that I am maid servant of Radhika like Manjari. And it is clear in his heart. By and by,
he receives unalloyed sampat sukh. Sampat sukh.
Sampat means
all kind of
symptom.
What he has written.
Happiness.
Happiness.
Yeah, he said all that is all bliss.
All bliss
that one may want. Anything.
Sampat sukh. And bilasakha, and the ananda, which is in Radha Krishna playing.
Radha Krishna playing.
Krida.
Playing.
What they realize, Radha and Krishna, Chidananda, that sadhak also realizes all these things.
We like that.
What?
He writes what you have said, but not so clearly. Then what comes next?
Yeah. Yes. A sloka. In this sloka, this prayojan tattva has been described.
This is from Dashamula. This is the
last. Prabhu ko jivaha. That is, who is Krishna?
Some degree. Not only. He was telling, but we don't.
This is
Sarve Sukhna Bhavantu.
Arguma said these books are Bhava Oshadi. One time Maharaj was having some heart palpitation. So his servant was doing this. Nothing was working. Then I took Srimad Bhagavatam and I began to read from Dasama Skanda, 10th canto, and immediately no problem.
Then time will come to no medicine, nothing.
I saw with Guru
Krishna
Maharaj.
Krishna has arranged everything. He arranged trap also. These diseases are uncool to our bhajan. Uncool means
favorable.
We are karmi. We are going hither and thither and doing so and so. Krishna tells, let's sit down and do this.
Yeah, I see that with our god brother, Ayendra. He gets so many diseases. But the more disease he gets, the more he advances spiritually. Because he has no more enjoyment with the material body. He is understanding that. It's a blessing in disguise.
We don't want to do vairagya.
No.
Krishna wants that you should do vairagya. So he gives like this.
Disease
and so on.
That's it.
Stomach trouble.
Yes. Very nice way to understand.
So anything happen, we should do good.
No matter what happens. Good health, bad health.
This was Prayojana, that's clear.
Prayojana tattva.
But why is it clear?
Who am I?
Why is that?
He says,
Krishna.
His question is, Damodara Maharaj's question, he said, this is Prayojana tattva, but why, from reading this, it does not appear to be Prayojana tattva.
Read.
Who is Krishna? Who am I?
What
are these material and spiritual worlds? Considering all these things, a devotee of Hari versed in Shastras, shuns all sins and virtues, and keeps off all kinds of offenses, aparadhas, always keeps the company of pious men, and as a good slave of Hari, drinks the nectar of the divine names of Hari with great joy. So
nectar of the divine name, what is this?
Means the chanting of the holy names, tasting of the names.
Testing. How he will test?
That doesn't say here.
That is hidden. That is prohibited.
Ah. So it's hidden.
It's hidden.
The meaning of prayog- here, the prayojana tattva is hidden.
Naam. A man does Harinam. How he will test?
Once one some problem?
No. How he will test the name? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking name. Mantra. And he saw Krishna. Krishna came, float in his hand, standing Tribhangi, Tribhanga Lalit, you know? Tribhanga Lalit. And what? Mudhar Muskan, with Muskan.
And smiling.
Laughing, smiling. He stands before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is telling to his Gurudev. He ran away to catch Krishna. And he became backside. He was running. And at last, when he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, went nearest to Krishna, he went, entered in the kunj and
Krishna.
Then he fell down and weeping. By doing Harinam, and when name is Siddha, Siddha Dasa, then name and Nemi becomes one.
Siddha Dasa, what did you say? Siddha.
Name and Nami.
You used the Sanskrit word, Siddha.
Siddha, Avastha.
Avastha.
Then Krishna and name becomes one thing. And the pastimes of Krishna is the pastime of name. Then it takes Rasaswada. In Ashtakaliya Leela or other pastimes. That is name Aswada. That is Prayojan Tattva.
What does that mean, Ashwadan?
Ashwadan.
Ashwadan. What does that mean?
To have taste.
Taste.
Taste of that thing. Sitting here, doing name, chanting Harina. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And he is seeing everything. Name becomes Krishna and Radha. Hare, Radha, Krishna, Krishna, Ram, Ram, Radha, Rama. And all pastimes is going on. And he is seeing Nishanta Lila. Nishanta Lila, you know? Nishanta Lila. Pratarkari Lila.
This is Ashtakaliya.
Ashtakaliya.
That will be coming later.
That's it. Prayojan Tattva. It is hidden.
Yeah.
Ashwadan. In Ashwadan world.
Can I just ask you, when we were talking about the Kam Gayatri Bij, Kleem, Ka, Krishna, La,
Radhika,
then?
E, myself, Krishna Dasi, Radha Dasi, and that point is Vritti of Gopi, mane the
nature,
the bhav, you know,
the bhav.
Bhav of Gopi is on the head.
By
my bhav, I am giving myself in the feet of Radha and Krishna.
I need that for Brahma Samhita.
Very most important that this point dot very, very...
What is the Sanskrit for that dot called?
Bindu.
Bindu, just bindu.
Bindu.
In drama also, there's bij and bindu.
Bindu.
Drop.
Most important thing in this thing. Without bindu, nothing is there. That is prayojan.
We see that in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, all of these terms, bindu, bij,
nad,
all of these things, we also find this, we find the same thing described in Natya Shastra. So, which came first?
First, Radha Krishna.
Right.
Bilas is after.
Bilas.
Bilas. That Natya is Bilas of Radha Krishna. Nothing.
Now read further. We go to this point, huh? What's your next question?
Was let me see.
That bindu is swaha.
The bindu is swaha.
Swaha.
Yes. Giving myself.
That is bindu. Oh, very lucky you are. Very, 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 very. More than me. More than me.
Our situation is described in this chapter when we describe
attachment, para attachment and chaya attachment, chaya, what is it?
Reflection and our...
Bhava, but not bhava, what is it? You have bhava, you have bhava, and it's some little comes to us, it's in the chapter.
That is our fortune.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I know your Gurudev is giving. I am only Dalal ke king in your jari.
Mediator.
Medium, yes.
I'm only.
So then what is the...
Well, the next was...
What is your question?
We just wanted, as we wanted to have this explained.
Okay.
Not be talking.
This one explained.
Well, here, you want me to read?
He says, yeah. That's why I asked the question. Is this I thought was the 10th Dasgupta. Is this an explanation of it? He didn't like that question before.
Which is the 10th of the Dashmula, what exactly is the 10th? What is the exact 10th Mula?
Oh. Amnaya praha tattam harimiha paramam sarva shaktim rasadhim tadbhinnan sasya jivan prakriti kavalitan sabhavat bheda bhed sakalam api hare sadhanam suddh bhaktim shaddham tat priti mevi ittu pudasit jananu gaurucha.
Where is this from?
Huh?
What you have just quoted.
No, in this...
Where is it from? In Jiva Dharma, which place? That what you have just recited, is it exactly
in this,
here?
Here.
In Jiva Dharma. Which place exactly? Because I want to
Bhakti
get...
Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written also so many books. Dasmula Tattvam.
There's a book.
No, this is a book.
Because I wanted to get the translation of that exact verse. So I want to find out where it is.
Nine. In translation, in this, you can have that translation.
And I don't find
it. I.
What chapter?
Chapter 13.
13. Here, 12. 13.
In the beginning, after 10 line,
Amnaya Praha. Here, I am telling you Dashamula. You are a scholar, just comprehend the true meaning. I remember this. So, of these, first one is the proof of authority or authority.
Amnaya.
This introductory sloka is the aggregate of Dashamula. The next sloka that is going to be given is the first one.
The 10 things are in this shloka. And after that, all shloka are for one thing. Like, Amnaya Praha. Then second is, Krishna, Hari is Paramatattva.
Yeah, you have given me this when Brahma submitted to discussion.
So, all are for one thing. And this shloka is for 10 things.
Okay. Anyway, I remember seeing
this. Is just like root and this explanation.
Yes. Okay. Now, so the 10th one is, 10th root is what? What is the exact?
Prayojan, prem.
But prem, just?
Prem, but what kind of prem? Gopi prem, not Krishna. Or father mother's prem, vatsalya prem, sakha prem, dasya prem, and madhur prem. And especially madhur is charam prayojan.
But not Krishna prem.
No, because he is vishaya. His prem we cannot have. We will have the prem like gopis, father, mother, and all these things. We cannot have vishaya jatiya prem. So, if we serve Krishna, we gain nothing. Zero. And if we serve Srimati Radhika, and not Radhika, but Lalita Vishakha Chitra and Rupmanjari Rishi, then we'll have everything. Everything. If we want anything and we serve Krishna, Krishna will tell that I cannot do. Please go there. Yes. Give it all. By the mercy of gopis, we will have.
You want me to read this or not?
Did you write a specific question on this?
It was just an explanation.
What?
What are your questions? You wrote questions down, didn't you?
Some of them were these.
Well,
because this
why don't you just explain it how we understood it and see if it's correct?
First of all, we have to read. Where is the part you want read? Tell me, so I read here?
341.
Okay. Yeah. Here is the next place. Babaji Maharaj is speaking. The real. Here.
In 13th?
Yeah, we're back. No, no,
22.
Huh?
22.
Okay. Babaji Maharaj is speaking.
Yeah.
The real aspect of the unalloyed self consciousness, which is like a part of the sun of love, is the first germination. It is the beginning of God consciousness.
You are understanding?
Something.
Very clear.
It is this.
Bhav is the first annihilation of prem.
Yes. Yeah.
It is.
That is the meaning.
If prem is Surya, Surya is sun, then Bhav is his first rays. Not first rays, Abhash.
This is the top of page 341. It is this particular. You want more?
Achha. After that,
yeah.
Do you know what is Shuddha Sattva?
Shuddha Sattva.
It has been described. After that, you should.
I told you that was Shuddha Sattva. You said
this is very.
It is this particular aspect of unalloyed self-consciousness. That means Shuddha Sattva. Unalloyed self.
You should write this word here.
Yes, Shuddha Sattva.
Unalloyed affection is not.
No, he says unalloyed self consciousness. It's the wrong meaning.
Wrong meaning.
Pure consciousness, uncontaminated consciousness of the soul.
Which is the real principle of the dawn of God consciousness. Rati is another name for the first.
What is Shuddha Sattva? What do you mean?
Shuddha Sattva means when there is no contamination from Triguna. There's no effect of the three modes of material nature. It is
Vasudeva Shabditam, that verse? বিশুদ্ধ সত্ত্বা
ওখানে ব্যাখ্যা করে না বুঝতে পারছে না
ঠিক আছে বলতে দাও দেন আফটার দ্যাট
বিশুদ্ধ সত্ত্বা বসুদেব শান্তিত হুম where you can pure consciousness
pure consciousness
no
there are two kinds of shuddha sattva when by remembering krishna or his parikar gopi and the yashoda when our atma shuddha sattva se shuddha sharir is affected then it is called vishuddha sattva and second meaning is this the bhav of ragatmika bhakta understanding bhav of ragatmika jan like jashoda nanda gop gopi by that they are serving krishna that bhav is in ragatmik parijan if we are doing bhajan under guidance of ragatmik jan and they by grace mercy give that idea to in our heart that idea is called shuddha sattva
apasanta ki bolna
very important thing this is beginning raganuga bhakti yes. then after this sthayi bhav will come without this a sthayi bhav cannot come
sthayi bhav means
I am mother of krishna permanently no change at all when we realize this our siddha swarup
our real existence
or gopi bhav or any bhav
yes sthayi bhav
sthayi bhav
what is but the first, word sthayi mean
sthayi means permanent perpetual that is called we should try to have this thing shuddha sattva after shuddha sattva sthayi bhav comes and after sthayi bhav vibhav sattvik sanchari
yeah.
ashta sattvik comes and then all combination becomes rasa
very high thing
and another is a chit mind when attacked by krishna smaran chit drav then it is called shuddha sattva second thing is,
explain that one again
isn't that what's mentioned here
the mental propensity called consciousness which is an aspect of all enlightening power means chit shakti of the real self may be said to be unalloyed self consciousness that is not an aspect of illusion when that mental
propensity he had not described so that I have told you
no
but that thing is that
no he has not said anything about follow the ragatmika devotee giving this. Now, he has not mentioned anything.
In books there, you know, there is lock and key.
Lock and key.
Hidden meaning.
Hidden. Because everyone will read and try to understand.
So in your edition, have you mentioned about that?
Not so things, but I have touched it.
But you also are keeping it hidden.
Because our Guru Varg has done this. Neither you will not come to me.
Yeah.
We have desire to learn, but I see that in our society or in others, no desire of learning all these things. So don't know all these things.
Even in our ISKCON, it is also a little bit sometimes like that. Not everybody has a desire.
No.
Although they want to have this knowledge, it is not available.
Not available.
It's not available, actually.
Because the Shastra isn't enough, practically, you have to hear it from...
No.
But it explains here that...
But I have a taste to know and to enter it.
Swamiji has only... given you entrance, and there is a lot of things to anubhav.
Feelings.
To feel. Lot of things. He has also written, but man will have to so many times, so many birth to go in these things. In Srimad Bhagavat, in Dekha, he has given.
But you have to read very carefully.
Very carefully.
I have seen that.
Someone has
if to. He has some time more. He has done a lot of work.
Yeah, he would have done.
He has done Vaidhi Bhakti. Now, perhaps, if he was, he could write some all these things. Yeah.
One has to have heard them to be able to find them in Prabhupada's books.
Yeah.
In other words, after hearing them about them, then you can find them. But until you hear them, you cannot find.
Just like when you were telling me about Swarup City and Vastu City. So until we talked about that, I never saw that. But then I looked in the discussion with Ramananda Roy, and it came there in our Guru Maharaj's book. Otherwise, I read that book many times, but I did not see this point. I could not understand it until we talked.
One day he came and discussed about
Devadharma.
Varan.
Oh,
Ravana Dasha.
Very high thing. Vastu Siddhi and Swarup Siddhi. About Vastu.
You wanted to hear that explanation because we stopped at Ravana Dasha.
Because in Upadeshamrita, our Guru Maharaj has given these points. The whole thing only this much.
That's
summarizing. It's very hard to understand.
But it is only entrance. The backside of this, there is a very vast ocean.
It's only a door.
Certainly. Strange work that out of India he has tried to give this.
Yeah, that's strange.
Before him, no one has done like this. Prabhupada wanted, but their fellows cannot do.
No.
Have not done.
Sridhar Maharaj, he once said, I was with Sridhar Maharaj, and he said that we read this, that in every town, every village. He said, but actually we could not imagine how is it going to happen. He said, we never thought it would actually be every town all over the world. We thought maybe Bharatvarsa.
Mm-hmm.
recently, during December, the devotees, they do more preaching for that month. And the main preaching is giving the books. Prabhupada said, just like the communists, without coming into Bengal, by giving the books, they made the revolution. So he wanted the books. So they had great success. What's that one man?
Harinam Ananda Das. This one devotee. He's a very interesting person. Harinam Ananda. He's a Swiss devotee. He's a disciple of Harikesh Maharaj. So he, very interesting person. He heard about Mayapur somehow in Switzerland. So he went to Mayapur. As soon as he reached Mayapur, he was not yet initiated anything. He didn't know anything. He just thought, let me go to India. He went to Mayapur and he met one person there. He said, you must chant Hare Krishna. So he's Swiss. Swiss people are like this, very, you know, like soldiers. So he said, all right. And he went all day long chanting for 3-4 days. Then someone said, actually, he said, she said, you should go to Vrindavan, you go to Radhakund. So from Mayapur he went to Vrindavan, then he went to Radhakund. In Radhakund he lived 3 months, every day taking bath and chanting all the time. Although he had no previous experience of Krishna consciousness in this lifetime. So now you're going to tell about what he does now.
Yeah, so he really wants this preaching. So he works so hard every day to sell these books on the street.
Srimad Bhagavatam.
So they used to sell one at a time. But he does full sets.
20 books, 30 books to one person.
So he did 900 in one day.
Standing on the street corner. Just people walking by, and he stops them, and he sold 900 books. With no table or anything. He just keeps the books in his car. He holds them like this, and he stops people who are walking, who don't know him or anything. And he says, I want to show you this book, and it's Srimad Bhagavatam. And he makes them buy 10 books, 15 books, 20 books at a time. So he's telling that story.
He does every day. Very sincerely.
Where?
Switzerland.
Huh?
In Switzerland. Oh. They told me he 200 times 300 is how much?
6,000.
No. 60,000. 60,000 books.
In one year.
1 year.
This one man.
And a lot of money. And all the money goes for Mayapur. Just to build Mayapur. He knows that. So he has that dedication. So, actually, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was asking a question because he's working very sincerely, and it's very, very cold, and all service for Prabhupada, very selfless and very strict and great physical difficulty, but he goes on and on and on and on and on every day like this hard. So, that's Vaidhi Bhakti. What will the relationship between this type of effort? Will it give him some inspiration?
Krishna is seeing in any form he will help him. Better chance he will be.
Give a better chance.
Surely. Because he is sincere.
Yayatamam
Bhagavad. Dadami Buddhi Yogam. What should be arranged for Mahaprasadam?
But you are not taking, you said. Your stomach has got trouble.
Only rice, some vegetables.
You don't eat roti?
Roti, I take, but few. Khichdi.
Never.
I suggested them have some questions. And in questions, we will discuss those. That will be better.
So now, like you. Yeah, they will tape everything now so that they can send me the tapes. Because I am missing all of this.
On 11, I will have to go for 10 or 10 or 15 minutes.
11 o'clock.
Here, there is a school of boys. They have called me to give a very short.
Yeah. So, may I put this here? Do you mind?
What?
This is his microphone, so we could record.
No, it's not.
It picks up. Okay.
Actually, we saw that Tamal Krishna Maharaj. Krishna Maharaj would have all the questions and we wouldn't speak because he usually has so many questions. But then he told us...
About Jiva Dharma?
No, we thought he was going to discuss Brahma Samhita more. He said he had so many questions, but then he told us he'd rather hear Jiva Dharma. So, let's see. We didn't finish the chapter and we had... one question I had, this term Raganuga and Ragatmaka, is Raganuga just mean practice and then he can become Ragatmaka, or is Ragatmaka one can never become?
At first you'll have to understand what is Ragatmika. You know Ragatmika?
It's the love, it's the feeling that the eternal associates of Krishna have for Krishna.
Rag in Atma. Uh-huh. Ragatmika. Those who have love, affection, pure affection in Krishna, like Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Sridham, Subal, Nanda, Jashoda, all these are parikar. They have prem in their atma. Naturally, they are called ragatmika, bhakta. Those in the form of sadhak have some greed, especially in vatsalya ras or sakya ras or madhur ras. So by this greed, those who follow the footprints of that ragatmika bhakta are called raganuga. See, Rupa Goswami, in his outer form, this form, in sadhak form, he is called Araganuga. But actually he is Ragatmika in Manjari. Now those who follow the footprints of Rupa Sanatan are also called Raganuga. Raganuga mane in the footprints of a rag, that is called Raganuga, Ragatmik Bhakta. So, in inner, by sadhak siddha deha, siddha deha.
Yeah, perfect body.
Spiritual body.
Spiritual
body. Is called siddha deha. By inner, he is following the ragatmika bhakta. By like Lalita Vishakha Rukmanjari, as Rupa Goswami used to do. And in outer, he should follow the footprints of Rupa Goswami as he is done in his male personality.
That is called Taraganuga.
Now his question is that when, if someone who is a sadhak becomes completely pure in his love, perfect in his love, it's a vastu siddhi. Such a sadhak comes
Sarup
to the point
not of vastu siddhi.
Sarup siddhi is in the mind.
Vastu siddhi is not sadhak.
No, after I say afterwards. Yeah. First he becomes Sarup siddhi. Then in next birth he may be vastu siddhi.
Not any birth.
Not birth, but in his spiritual form.
In Krishna Lila.
Now at that point, is he Raganuga or Ragatmika?
No, nothing.
Neither point. Not Ragatmika.
Ragatmika he will be. Parikar.
He will be Ragatmika.
Parikar. Ragatmika.
Well, that's the question.
That is not sadhak.
No, I understood that.
So that will be Ragatmika. After Vastu Siddhi.
So Ragatmika does not only mean those who are eternal. In other words, from that Ragatmika, someone can become Ragatmika.
Jiva.
A Jiva can become Ragatmika in future if he becomes completely perfect.
In the guidance of gopis or sakhas are in the guidance of
See, in Ban Maharaj's translation of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he says that, no, he says only Ragatmika can only be possible for those who are the expansions of Baladev Tattva or Radharani's Tattva.
Quite wrong.
He's quite
wrong.
Surely he will be. His atma will be colored in Krishna. কিন্তু যেরকম হতে বলদেব প্রভু কায়বু ওইটা হবে নিত্য সিদ্ধা হি উইল নট বি নিত্য সিদ্ধা বাট সাধক সিদ্ধা অ্যাজ লাইক অ্যাজ নিত্য সিদ্ধা বাট নট বিকজ হি হ্যাজ সাধন সিদ্ধা বাট হি উইল বি রাগাত্মিকা শিওরলি নো any confusion.
I'm glad that you have cleared this point up. This is an important point. Very important.
I'm about to ask any question.
In that same chapter we were speaking of last time, near the end, Bijoy, he reveals his mind that he has the mood of being an assistant of Lalita. And Vrajanath, he said he wants to be assistant of Subal. It seems like one has to be beyond Rajatama Sattva for his own feeling to be serious, to be taken seriously. Because otherwise, if one is contaminated by these modes of nature, then he will be thinking of, I want to be gopi, but his mood won't be, it won't be pure.
What so,
after so many sadhan, Vijay Kumar has got up. And he has left his all worldly connections and illusory maya. Then his greed is actual greed. Then he sees his Gurudev like Lalita. And that is correct. But our stage is not like this. Our stage is ordinary. So many change can be here. So when an actual greed comes, and after sadhan bhajan of Raganuga, then it will be clear.
Without that, our...
It may not be one's real... If the guru here says, you, so you can meditate like this...
But
it,
guru should be guru.
Guru should be guru.
Like
Babaji.
Babaji Maharaj.
But
not Sajiya Baba of Radha Kunda. If Swamiji can say, then...
What is your question?
I'm wondering if it can change later, if a person realizes, is it actually his real...
His question is that...
Because it seemed here that they weren't...
It's the Harinam Shantamani question.
It seemed like they weren't so much, so long practicing. His question is... just get initiated and he said, okay, you're like...
His question is that, at least from this writing, in a very short time, it seems that in a very writing, short time, Rajanath and Vijay Kumar very quickly said, oh, I think I am...
This is a fact of thousand and thousand years. He has written in a very short...
Yeah.
But it is a very long...
journey.
Many births? Or
it may take... Or if Krishna and Guru wants... Then in a birth it can be.
Can I ask another question similar to this? Maharaj may feel that he has some inclination. He is inclined towards.
You may feel also.
Or anyone may feel towards us towards a particular mood. Now. Should one cultivate a certain, you know, or should one try for a certain way of thinking just based on one's feelings? Because we are not perhaps like Rajanath or Vijay Kumar. We have not done many, many thousands of births.
If a very beautiful lady goes and we see that lady, very, very beautiful, smiling, and she sees towards us by the corner. And I have lust for him. Then I will have to take order that should we do? Should we see or should we talk?
No, it will happen without taking order, automatically.
If that greediness has come, the person, the sadhak, tries to enter. This is the nature of that greed.
Great.
No question will arise, what to do, what not to do, not to do.
Should
then
I
it know? Is Vaidhi Bhakti. Surely it is Vaidhi Bhakti. But when greed comes, he sees no anything. He tries to see books of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and all other books and all other associations. Where can I have these things? How I will enter in this? He keeps it very sacred and sacred. Now tells to his heart also what to other person.
Not to anyone.
No.
Not to anyone?
Gurudev, who is very, very kripalu to him.
Mm-hmm.
Even he will keep secret from Gurudev also. Siksha Guru is needed there. Because he is like brother and friend. Gurudev is
worshipful person.
So he will conceal that fact. But if Gurudev is Siksha Gurudev also, he will not conceal. In my opinion, Gurudev should be like Siksha Guru also. By not having this connection, Siksha Guru. In
Guru Vastak, like a friend. What in what shlok? Second or third shlok? What? Second shlok?
Mahaprabhu
Pranamitru. And a Gurudev should be very, very near and dear to us. Not a only he's very and I'm very low.
We were discussing this one.
Very near and dear. As a friend also. Like Srimati Radhika. Krishna is Guru. Krishna is husband. Krishna is Priyatam. Krishna is Sakha. Krishna is father and mother. Everything is Krishna. Friend also. So Gurudevi served in not in Aishwarya but Madhurya also. Madhurya means as a near dear friend. What?
So, if someone, which comes first? It seems you said previously that first you have to know what you want, and then the greed comes.
You should read. When you will come in connection of such person who is Raganuga or who is surely a Rasagya Vyakti. Rasagya, no?
Yes.
Rasik.
Yeah.
In his association, he will tell something about Krishna and Radhika and Gopis and Brajarasa. And surely you will be attached. Then you will hear, see, that how we can enter in this. This, how to enter in this, this will be very, very, jitna hi pragaad hoga, pragaad.
Pragaad. English meaning?
Deep. This thought will be deep. We will seek where to go, where to do, what to do. We'll try to see in Shastra, Srimad Bhagavata, Dasamas Kanto, and all that. And this is a samskara of last janma also, birth. You understand?
Yeah. But we don't understand how it was, we have any samskara.
चलना पड़ेगा
बहुत देर तक में करना है समय ज्यादा भी लगे तो कोई बात नहीं है
10 मिनट और
10 मिनट आराम से
मैं वहीं आ जाऊं या
रिक्शा खड़ा रहेगा नीचे आप जब भी आएंगे मैं जा रही हूं फूल वाला सब ले लिया आप जब भी यहां बच्चे कीर्तन कर रहे हैं उधर आनंद से आपका आशीर्वाद मिल जाएगा
ठीक
नीचे खड़ा
हुआ मैं 10 मिनट में कर दीजिएगा ये 10 मिनट
आप 15 मिनट 20 मिनट भी हम कीर्तन पाएंगे उधर
जब लोग बहुत दूर से आए हैं
आधा घंटा भी लगे तो कोई बात नहीं
ठीक
है बैठ रहे हैं
अच्छी बात है
We know it's from samskar, but we can't think how we have any samskar.
This is also samskar. This is going on samskar. If in previous birth we have some samskar, it will be very, very easy. And if there is no samskar, then by new samskar, a man can enter. Also.
If by hearing from a devotee, it would seem like one would naturally catch his mood. So is the ras with Krishna formed in the heart already? Or
we should see carefully that whether it is a lustmanly or spiritual desire. Some bogus person, after hearing these things, which are not adhikari, they have something to read or to know, only a curiosity. But they will not do any sadhan bhajan. So we should be careful. Whether this greed is certainly inner or outside. If it is inner, we should.
His question may be, let's say you meet a rasika bhakta, but of another nature, will that inspire you?
Means his question is that do we have already our relationship with Krishna defined? Is it specifically defined already eternally, or do we learn it from the rasik bhakta newly that we are associating with?
Anyhow, we should not try for this thing. By the grace of Guru and Gauranga or Rasi Bhakti, if that association comes and our greed also comes, then we should go. Otherwise, we should go on in our Vaidhi Bhakti.
But he is asking a question of just a purely philosophical question, you can say, although it's practical also, that if supposing someone, our Guru Maharaj told us that everyone already has his rasa with Krishna.
Certainly.
So, if that is true, then if you meet another, supposing one's, just like here, Brajanath's rasa is as a sukha of Krishna, a follower of Subal. Now, if he meets a rasik bhakta who is in Madhurya Bhav,
he met, but he could not go.
This
fact is clear
right
there.
How did he see
one guru, but Brajanath went only to Sakharas and Vijay God, Madhurya, because he has in his heart.
Madhurya ras contains all the rest of the rasa, so he
Gradually, the person who is of Madhurya ras, he can go gradually. He can go first to Dasya, he can go secondly to Sakha, he again may go to...
Does he do like that?
It may be, until his thirst is not quenched.
Yeah, just like in Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
Like Gop Kumar. That is the way.
Yeah, that's right.
But a Sakha cannot go to Vatsalya. If he goes Sakha, Vatsalya only give him dasyas. What he has in his seed.
Just like the Murari Gupta.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not give. Rupa Sanatan could not give to Anupama. Like, this fact is clear.
Why? I was surprised. I was reading a little bit later on, and Brajanath, he was in Raganuga Bhakti, but then he got married. And his guru said you could get married. Why? I could not understand why.
If he already has such elevated position, why he wants to be married?
Circumstances aisa tha. Bhakti does not see whether he is married or not married. No fact. But however, when he got all these things, he never married. But it's a special thing he has married. I see also for a Rashi, if he marries Mohar, but for ordinary person, he should not be married.
That's good.
Anyhow, we should see that anyhow our rush cannot be dry. Anyhow. But not worldly rush.
No. Well, as long as we have your association, it will not be dry.
Oh, Krishna arranges everything. How to get this sadhak to me? He arranges everything. He sees everything. I have so Vishwas. Vishwas means?
A strong. Isn't it?
What a strong?
Faith.
I have faith. Krishna is more eager than us to meet us. In Bihad Bhagavatamrita, in Srimad Bhagavatam, and everywhere I see.
Now, they are discussing Jiva Dharma with you, and I am going to miss these discussions. So,
No. You are discussing more than them. Always.
I only met like 2 times.
But they will give me their tapes, and I will listen that way. But I was thinking that perhaps the next book, I want to make some, I want to meet with you again for another book. So what shall be that next book?
You think?
You mentioned Krishna Kanamrita, or it could be Brihat Bhagavatamrita. What you should
tell? Brihat Bhagavatamrita will take some time. Very, very.
Oil.
Oil.
Mustard oil.
Sun rays.
Up top. On top.
Oil matter.
I can put this.
Why?
That question was very interesting for us.
Bishambha. And are ekta kire? Sambham. And Sambham means Gaurav. Gaurav means a respected thing. And Vishambha means no no Gaurav. Gaurav means Guru. Guru Gyan. Like friendly terms. That is called Vishambha. This is sort of Guru Vishambha. In friendly terms. Nothing to be hidden. If it is essential, I can sit on the same level as Guru and will serve. Because being being sitting
equal, lower.
We cannot serve like Govinda.
Yes.
He can go hither and thither, but not for mine, for Guru Seva. So the seva should be bhisham, not always like this, not always touching feet, touching and always dandat pranam, losing time in doing dandat pranam. But internal motive seva. Swamiji also used to tell this.
Yes, of course.
Dandavat
class.
Dandavat class. No, we should not be in Dandavat class.
The internal, again, the internal is mood of seva.
I have a question, a simple question. That,
this is clear?
Yeah, I agree it's clear.
Huh?
Yeah. Two questions. One is that you have always explained that there are two types of disciples. One who Vidya Druhi. You said one who
Vidya Druhi.
Who is an actual, genuine disciple. And then someone else who is very Kanista. Now, we see that naturally, the guru would like to have disciples who are Vidya Druhi. But there are few. Most are not like that. Does it mean that we should not initiate others who are Kanista? Because how will a Kanista person
we should initiate them? Certainly. Prahlad Maharaj has told, Prayena Deva Munayo Svabhimukta Kama Maunam Charanti Nabhijane Parartha. So how we can give association to Kanishtha? So we should initiate them, give Siksha, Diksha and everything.
One difficulty in our society is that there is diksha, but so often the diksha gurus are very busy. They have places all over the world, so there's less. They have less opportunity for shiksha.
All others will do shiksha. You are coming to me. Similarly, they will go. No disturbance. If a man has to learn something, he will try. And if he is not trying and you want to give him shiksha, you cannot. So it depends also on that person. Swamiji was alone. How he gave shiksha to all these persons and all their knowing that Swamiji is loving only alone me. Everyone has this idea that he loves me.
Yeah, everyone.
How? So a man can do, he can go hither and thither, and yet he can give shiksha himself or by any other means he can.
Is it best that that such a diksha guru, he says you learn from somebody specifically or not needed?
Not needed, because so many persons are, your guru have ordered you to come to me and to Tamal Krishna ji or anyone. But his order is Vaishnava Sangha. Do Vaishnava Sangha. Without Vaishnava Sangha, you cannot go up.
I have another question. It's a question you want to ask. It's your question. Maybe time for Vishana.
No, bolio.
You want to ask about the time.
Well, I think we don't have time now. Maybe next time. But the next chapter.
What's the next chapter?
Huh.
Yeah, the next chapter discusses the, I think the 10th
tenth.
Mula. About Baba.
Achcha.
Yeah, so anyway, I think next time he will come. But it was not explained very clearly, so we couldn't get the idea. But the next time he comes, we'll discuss that in the next chapter. Next
I will listen to the tape.
But you'll be gone there. Mayapur.
Should I? What is your any? Should I come again or wait? Seeing you in Mayapur is very difficult. I have that experience. It is not satisfying for me because there are so many people. It is not the same as here.
But yet we can meet.
Here. I like it also to meet you in Vrindavan. But you are always here. You are never going to Vrindavan. You built such a nice temple and now you hardly are there. You built that temple for your bhajan.
Now books are here. I'm trying to go there.
Maybe you should move the books there.
That will have to be.
You move all the books there.
Tomorrow I will go there. But there is no way for car there.
No.
Very Why? Difficult to go there.
Why is that?
Because Srimati Radhika gave that place, sacred place, that all cannot come.
That's the reason.
Easily what? Anyone cannot come there. Now what?
That is why we are not talking there?
I tried. Some way I have done.
Should I? I'm leaving Friday. Would you? Should I come another time before?
You can come.
Thursday?
You can come.
You'll be here?
I will be here.
Thursday. Is that good for you? We can discuss
you can
the
come.
Next chapter.
Yeah.
I'm very unfortunate this time.
No. You are very fortunate. How are you? At the job.
Just for a minute.